Our story today is called Dogs Afterlife. Our 14-year-old dog, Abby, died last month. The day after she passed away, my 4-year-old daughter, Meredith, was crying and talking about how much she missed Abby. She asked if we could write a letter to God so that when Abby got to heaven, God would recognize her. I told her I thought we could do so, and she dictated these words. Dear God, will you please take care of my dog? She died yesterday and is with you in heaven. I miss her very much. I'm happy that you let me have her as my dog, even though she got sick. I hope you'll play with her. She likes to swim and play with balls, and I'm sending a picture of her, so when you see her, you'll know that she's my dog. I really miss her. Love, Meredith. We put the letter in an envelope with a picture of Abby and Meredith, then addressed it to God/heaven. We put our return address on it, then Meredith pasted several stamps on the front of the envelope because she said it would take lots of stamps to get the letter all the way to heaven. That afternoon, she dropped it into the letterbox at the post office. A few days later, she asked if God had gotten the letter yet, and I told her I thought he had. And then yesterday, there was a package, wrapped in gold paper on our front porch, addressed to Meredith in an unfamiliar hand. Meredith opened it. Inside was a book by Mr. Rogers called When a Pet Dies. Taped to the inside front cover was the letter that we'd written to God in its opened envelope. On the opposite page was the picture of Abby and Meredith with this note. Dear Meredith, Abby arrived safely in heaven. Having the picture was a big help, and I recognized her right away. Abby isn't sick anymore, and her spirit is here with me, just like it stays in your heart. Abby loved being your dog. And since we don't need bodies in heaven, I don't have any pockets to keep your picture in, so I'm sending it back to you with this little book for you to have you have something to keep and remember Abby by. Thank you for the beautiful letter, and thank you for your mother for helping you write it and send it to me. What a wonderful mother you have. I picture especially for you. I send my blessings every day, and remember that I love you very much. And by the way, I'm easy to find. I'm wherever there is love. Love God. In 1 John 4:7, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.